Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 96 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about urban legends. What are the chances that any of these are true?
After his death, Walt Disney's body, or just his head, was placed in a cryostasis chamber located somewhere beneath Disney World or Epcot.
Doesn't seem very likely to me.
No.
Because didn't he die, like, in the...
Before?
The 50s? Before they even had heard of cryostasis?
Well, they had refrigerators and ice boxes back then, didn't they?
Yeah, but it has to be prepared with like an antacid type solution. Because, you know, like when you have fresh strawberries and you put them in the freezer, and when you get them out and thaw them, they're like mush.
Mm-hmm.
It's because all the little ice crystals inside the cells all expanded and made into little spikes and burst the cells open and turns them into mush. Well, the same thing happens to your cells in your body if you freeze it.
Okay.
So they have to replace the blood with, like...
Antifreeze
to keep the cells from doing that.
That's interesting.
And I doubt they had any of that technology back then.
You never know. I mean... They gotta come up with something.
Hmm.
I don't know. It seems pretty far-fetched. It'd be interesting if it was true.
I doubt we would ever know in our lifetime.
No, yeah. We won't. But it seems kind of neat. But yeah, I don't think it's very likely.
The Jersey Devil is a legendary creature said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of South Jersey. The creature is often described as a flying biped with hooves, a goat-like head, leathery bat-like wings, horns, small arms with clawed hands, and a forked tail. Oh, that's appropriate.
Yes, it is.
That's a really loud thunderclap. It has been reported to move quickly and often described as emitting a high-pitched, blood-curdling scream.
See, I grew up with the Jersey Devil. So, growing up where I did in South Jersey, actually, you know when we went to dinner at Oyster Creek that one time.
Okay.
Leeds Point is out by where there. Mrs. Leeds was supposed to be the Jersey Devil's mom. Apparently.
Well, I thought the Pine Barrens was a federal wilderness area.
It is, but he that's where he roamed. That's where he's supposed to roam.
No, I mean, why would there be a restaurant right in the middle of a federal...
The Pine Barrens are close to there.
Oh,
but he was born in Leeds Point, Mrs. Leeds, which is what was on the way to where we ate dinner. And then
he was like the 13th child, and she cursed him because of that?
She cursed him because she didn't want any more children. Apparently she was in an abusive relationship and cursed the child. Said, if I have another child, may he be a devil. And apparently when she gave birth, he was born a devil. Clapped his hands, flew off into the night. No one ever saw him again. Except, you know, for lore and legend and stuff like that. But no, I remember my mom and dad trying to scare me and my sister with the Jersey Devil. You know, and then there's, you know, growing up, you hear folklore. We used to go out to the Pine Barrens, and there would be, like, cultish activity out there, people going out there. Seances, just stupid crap young kids do. But, you know, there's rumors that there was more cultists, that, you know, people dressed in robes going out there doing things, I guess. I never ran into any of that, but we used to go out there and just look around and mess around. But the Pine Barrens are so huge. I mean, it's a very big, heavily wooded area.
So it all sounds completely plausible.
No, it's not plausible at all. But it was just neat growing up with it. You know what I mean? It was a folklore that was pretty close to home. So, but no, I doubt it. I mean, there's people who say they've seen them. There's sightings on the side of the road, stuff like that, but I don't believe any of it.
I don't think there's anything like that here in Kansas. There's nothing. Oh, be careful when you go out at night. The boogaboo will get you. Nobody has. There's nothing like that here.
Well, kids are rotten in New Jersey. We all know that.
Oh, so they need some supernatural thing to scare them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was kind of neat though. But yeah, I mean, we used to, you know, you go out into like some of the swampy areas and stuff like that, and you could see where people were having bonfires, just like cultish stuff activity. So
to beckon it or to protect themselves from it?
To beckon it mostly, from what I understand. So, but I just thought that was kind of neat that you put this in here. So, but there is a ton of people who said they've seen them, and you know, there's stories of them. You could hear his hoofs on the roof of your house. Sometimes, if you live in the Pine Barrens, there's all these stories, you know, that he's been around. That there's.
So, how many times did you see it?
I've never saw it.
How many times did your friends see it?
Never. Yeah. We always wanted to go see it, but. Yeah, it was just one of those stupid little, like, urban legend, like it says. So, but going up, that's, you know, in that area, that's what you did, kind of. So.
Nobody around here does anything like that. Maybe some cow tipping.
Yeah. No. Maybe. I've never done that either. Okay, the Utah Monolith was a metal monolith found in San Juan County, Utah. Was found by a group of USU biologists in November 2020. Similar monoliths have been found worldwide. Some believe that the monoliths placed around the world are connected to extraterrestrials.
Well, the first part is true. They did find a monument in the middle of the desert, a monolith. And it does seem strange that someone would go to all the trouble to put something like that out in the middle of nowhere where nobody would know about it.
And they're pretty big, weren't they?
Well, I think it was like two stories tall.
Like
that.
A big metal box, right?
Sort of like the monolith in 2001 A Space Odyssey. But made out of stainless steel instead of a black substance.
It's interesting.
And this thing about monoliths showing up all around the world, some of them, I don't think deserve mention.
Sorry.
Like, one of them was made out of gingerbread. Obviously a hoax.
Yeah.
Or to get something in the headlines in the paper. I kind of doubt it has anything to do with extraterrestrials. If they came to our planet and wanted to make themselves known, they would do it. Something a lot more direct than just putting a bunch of monoliths around.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. And
I think most of the ones that we see now are copycats.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It seems like a lot of work for not a real obvious point.
Yeah. Yeah, you never understand with people who do these hoaxes, I guess they would be called, wouldn't they? So, but no, I mean, and there was, I thought they found, didn't they find some other steel structures like the monoliths besides like the gingerbread one? They found steel ones, right? There was matching ones.
Yeah, but they're all different. Like I said, one of them is made out of gingerbread.
Okay. All right, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
It's not like there's a bunch of
the same
uniform monoliths that have just been dropped from someplace. Okay. They're all different.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's silly then. That's too bad. I think it would be kind of neat if there was actual. It'd be cool if it was like 2001, The Space Odyssey, where it was like a obsidian.
There is something. There are not just monoliths, but monuments erected all around the world. Like Stonehenge. But all over North and South America, all over Europe and China and whatever, And it seems to me like people were saying, I was here. And they make these things out of stone so that they'll last a long time. And people thousands of years later would know that they were there.
Yeah. Hmm. So you think, like, Stonehenge and those places, like in South America and all over the place, do you think those have alien ties, or...?
Often people say, well, they had to be done by aliens because these things weigh, like, 20 tons, and who's... What kind of primitive Stone Age people are going to haul a 20-ton thing around? But that kind of... It short shrifts our ancestors. I think that they were a lot more able than we give them for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I would think... I don't know, I think it's very interesting. But I think you're correct when you say that. It kind of shortchanges them. Like, they weren't smart enough to come up with this.
And even, like, the Great Pyramid... It could be done by the technology they had then. It's kind of like an overwhelming why. Just because you could do it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. But, I mean, don't they say that the pyramids were made for their kings, their pharaohs?
Yeah.
So, they viewed their pharaohs as gods on earth.
So God commanded that you make a pyramid.
You know what I mean? I imagine the ones that actually did all the work probably didn't have the best living.
At least with the pyramids in Egypt. The crews that worked on the pyramid were like the highest
people
they in were the society.
Okay.
They were well taken care of. They were well fed. They had competitions amongst each other to see
who could move the most. To go out there and move 1,000 blocks. Yeah, I'd be poor.
There's records of that.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't done by slave labor.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Because, I mean, didn't it take, like, 10s, 20s, 30s? I mean, they took years and years and years.
I would guess once a person became pharaoh, that was probably their first job to get a monument made to themselves. Yeah.
And a lot of people keep speculating that why would they do that in the middle of the desert? Well, it wasn't a desert when they made them. It was actual fertile ground.
Well, the Nile Delta is very fertile.
So, all very, very interesting.
A young woman is bitten on the cheek by a spider. The bite swells into a large boil and bursts open to reveal hundreds of tiny spiders escaping from her cheek.
That just gives me the freaking willies. I don't believe it's true. I think what's more plausible is that she could probably turn into something like Spider-Man.
So a radioactive spider.
It's a radioactive spider, so it's like Spider-Woman. She can swing from building to building and climb on ceilings and fight bad guys. But no, yeah.
That seems just as plausible to me.
Yeah. You're not going to get... Well, I hope not. If this really could happen, move me into a box, because they're...
Put you in a Ziploc bag?
Yeah, no, because... I could not imagine. Yeah, burn down the house around me, burn it all down. Yeah, no. But no, I just, this is almost like an old wives' tale, it sounds like. It's just,
I think it's more like a portmanteau.
The fuck is that?
where two different things were put together in the wrong way.
Okay.
Because they have found spiders, that lay eggs in batches, and the young spiders all come pouring out of this nest.
Yeah.
But having the nest built in a woman's face just doesn't seem very likely to me.
No. Yeah, but I mean, they say how many times do you eat a spider a year because you fall asleep?
Well, that's I think that's a very interesting thing because the USDA has rules on how many insect parts can be in your food. It seems obvious to me the answer is zero.
Yeah.
But it's not. So, I mean, they obviously know that we eat insects unknowingly all the time.
Yeah, that's crazy. It doesn't even bother you the least, does it, thinking about that?
No.
I mean, you don't know.
I had some pet spiders when I was a kid. I kept them in jars, yeah.
Why?
It was fascinating, fun to watch.
No, not doing it.
The only thing I really remember about that is my mother saying, "How did you get that spider in that jar?" And I said, "Well, I scooped it up." She was afraid that I was picking up spiders and putting them in jars. But no, I'm smart enough not to do that.
You step on them. You just kill them. You don't put them in jars. That's when you... Yeah, no.
Well, putting them in jars is probably not right, but killing them is definitely not right because they eat those bugs that you don't want in your food.
And you step and kill on those bugs, too. There's billions and trillions and... One spider, these people who are like, "No, it's an orb spider. It's a good spider. Let it leave it alone." There's billions to replace it. So, yeah, nope. That's even get me close so enough to kill it.
Every one of the 7 billion people on Earth stepped on a spider every day, there'd be no spiders anymore.
We can't even decide on who to elect to put in office. We're not going to all decide to kill a bug. No, it's just, yeah.
It's kind of like when you go to the park and you see somebody who sees like a flower blooming and they pick that flower. And you go, "Well, you shouldn't do that." And they say, "Well, it's just one flower." And I go, "Well, if all 7 billion people picked a flower every day, there'd be no flowers."
That's true, yeah. But there's probably plenty of people who never go to a park and actually look at anything like that either.
Or look at their phone.
I just hope that that's not true. I'm pretty sure that's not true. All right. Slender Man is depicted as resembling a thin, unnaturally tall man with blank and unusually featureless face and wearing a black suit. The Slender Man is commonly said to stalk, abduct, or traumatize people, particularly children.
Doesn't seem very likely, but I think this is a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Do you know what a creepypasta is?
Mm-mm.
It comes from it comes from cutting and pasting a creepy story.
Okay.
So creepy paste is creepy pasta.
Okay.
People who have in the past pasted or forwarded a story. That's where the term creepy pasta comes from. And I think that's where this came from, or how it got to be popular, is just people wrote stories about some creepy guy, and people forwarded it a lot.
You heard about the story about the two girls in Ohio who killed their friend to
try to appease the Slender Man.
And the Slender Man, and you hear about the Mothman. You've heard about that one too. Yeah, they all seem these all seem to be like. Like we said, urban legends to put fear into the kids.
Yeah, they all do seem to be moral lessons of some kind.
Yeah, like if you do this, the Slender Man's going to come and get you.
And they also seem to be just slightly pseudoscience-y, where you'd have, unless you did a lot of research, you could go, "Well, that might be true."
It feels like it gives it some sort of credence. Yeah. Wait a minute, that could be. It's not like a devil, like a hood devil with wings flying off. You know what I mean? It's an actual...
Well, you know. I think the difference on the Slender Man is it wasn't parents who told children about it. It was people on the internet told other people on the internet.
Yeah, because it's relatively new. I don't remember it as a little kid.
I don't either.
And I remember it more so in the past, like 20, 30 years, more so when the internet's come around. So, no, I mean, it's all of these things, I find them really interesting.
I think the moral lesson there is don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Yeah. So.
The skunk ape is an ape-like creature that is purported to inhabit the forests and swamps of some southwestern United States, most notably in Florida.
Most notably in Florida. There you go. That's all we gotta say.
Florida man.
Florida man, yeah. Enough people down there who are high on meth.
There was somebody. Somebody in Pride 48 who uses the name Florida man.
Okay.
And was asked, why did you pick that name? And it says, because there's so many stories about...
No, Florida man.
People who... convicted of crimes or doing stupid things, and the article always starts with a Florida man.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this just reminds me of, you know, it probably was. It's probably a raccoon that someone who was high on meth or bath salts probably saw in Florida.
I'd say more like a bear. This is basically Bigfoot, stinky Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Huh, that's interesting.
And I think most of the Bigfoot sightings are people who come across a bear, and the bear rears up on its back legs, and they see this 11-foot-tall mountain of fur coming at them,
mm-hmm.
and get scared. And I think that's where most of the Bigfoot sightings come from.
Yeah, that could be very well true. You know, people swear though that it's not that it's. Mm-hmm. But when you're that afraid and you're running, mm-hmm. you never really get a good look at it.
True.
It's not like you sit there and stop and take a sketch of it, you know. If you're smart, you're running. So, no, it's just, that's interesting, too. I just can't get, most notably in Florida, it gives it no credibility whatsoever.
Especially when you mention Florida.
Florida, yeah. So, all right, this is an interesting one. Skinwalkers are Native American medicine men who have become evil and are able to shapeshift to animals and other people.
Okay, there's a show on the History Channel called The Legend of Skinwalker Ranch or something like that.
Skywalker Ranch.
Must be a storm.
Mm.
No, it's not Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
It's Skinwalker.
Skinwalker, oh, okay.
Skywalker Ranch is where George Lucas
oh, okay, that's lives. Right. That was stupid,
Here we get into, I don't know, like portals into other dimensions, mm. and creatures who can shapeshift, and seems very unlikely, but I love hearing about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, back to the point, don't they think that, like, that's where, like, Bigfoot or Yetis come from, or other portals? And
well, this is...
Yeah, this
I think in the
Native American
Southwest.
Okay.
You know, in the desert areas. I think Bigfoot is mainly in the forested areas.
In the forest,
areas.
Okay. No, but yeah, you hear about this, and they take on like shapeshift into different animals and beings and stuff like that. You know, it's interesting, but I mean, a lot of the Native Americans swear up and down about them. You know, mm-hmm. they're really, really afraid of them.
And actually, they will not use the word skinwalker.
Really?
If you know, somebody says, oh, there was this person who turned into a wolf, they would not name them as a skinwalker, because just saying the word is bad luck and could invoke the skinwalker.
Oh, wow, really? That's interesting. It's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
Yeah.
Hmm, I didn't know that. So I guess the next time I go visit a reservation, I shouldn't go do that, mm-hmm. right?
So I guess it's a thing in that, you know, it's a legend of something, not like Slender Man that was made up in the last 20
yeah.
years.
No, yeah. This has been around a long, long time, mm-hmm. probably centuries.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I think people, they really want some explanation for strange things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is there thunder when it rains? Oh, because Odin has
clapped his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of supernatural beliefs are trying to explain the unexplainable.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Before there was the science to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay.
Alligator sightings in the sewers of New York City.
That's silly. But it is New York City. And I think they actually have pulled alligators out of the sewers in New York City. And it's from people having pets.
Yeah. Okay, the listeners can't see that I'm rolling my eyes.
Oh, you roll them. I could hear them roll. But no, there has been stories of people having pets that got loose. And when I'm saying an alligator, I'm talking about, I'm putting my hands up, like a foot-long alligator. Not like... Well, they did, remember this week in the Brooklyn or Bronx, they did confiscate like a 10-foot alligator. The guy had as a pet for like 40 years. That was all over the news. Did you not see that?
And he kept it in the sewer?
No, he kept it in his house as a pet. But he had pictures of him petting it and all that stuff. It was like, he had it for like 20 years, but it was a full-grown alligator that he said he bought in Ohio when he was a kid. And he grew it and just...
Hmm. So when is he going to harvest it?
Yeah, making it into boots. So you don't believe in this one at all, do you?
I guess of all the ones we've talked about, this is probably the most likely.
Yeah. I mean, it's the way it reads. I mean, it's like I remember growing up and hearing this too. Like, there is alligators living in the sewers. And I don't believe that, but there has been people, there's been alligators caught, and it's basically pets being... let loose. They get too overgrown, or people just don't know how to take care of them. They let them loose. And I mean, I think it was about a year ago where there was an actual alligator found in a park in New York City, or it was in a park, and it was near death. It was cold. It was a gray. I mean, they had basically had to rescue it. It wasn't living wildly under the sewer and eating rats and all of that stuff. So, but. So let's hook them. Okay.
Well, I want to repeat that a lot of these urban legends sound like they could have a little grain of truth to them.
Yeah, yeah. So just a little tiny grain of truth. My turn or your turn?
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Okay. A group of mystics and Princeton scientists that developed interdimensional travel technology in the abandoned town of Ung's Hat in New Jersey. In the New Jersey Pine Barrens.
Did that happen?
I've never heard of this actually happening. Have you?
No.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. I've never heard of Ung's Hat. And, you know, obviously I've heard of the Pine Barrens, but... it'd be really cool if it actually did work, but mystics and some of the world's best scientists, I don't see them working hand in hand.
And why would they want to do that in the Pine Barrens?
Exactly. Why not in, like, an actual laboratory?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Well, I was hoping you'd heard of that one because of New Jersey.
No, I didn't hear about that one at all.
The Roswell incident was a UFO and its extraterrestrial crew that crash-landed in the New Mexico desert near Roswell on July 2nd, 1947.
Didn't they finally come out and say that Roswell does exist? No, that's Area 51. Area 51 exists, not Roswell. So my fault. No, I don't know. Do you believe in it?
The fact that a rancher found some mysterious debris, I think is probably true. Well, we know that because... there was like a news conference, but I think it's just been embellished and embellished and embellished over the years. Where there's this whole story that came from some weird stuff on a ranch somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I probably imagined. It's kind of like when you were a kid, you played telephone, where you would get like 10 people lined up and you have a story. You start at the beginning, tell the story and see how the story ended at the 10th person. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, around here it's what I call I can top that.
Yeah,
somebody tells a supposedly true story and then somebody else says, well, I had something like that, but it happened this way. It's like, who can tell the most outrageous story?
Yeah, it's I don't know, like it's, I think that's really what probably happened.
And a lot of those people now have written books. You know, they've Roswell is a UFO industry.
Okay.
And now that they've written books, they can't take that back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they look like frauds.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they are frauds, but...
they already cashed their chips in.
They don't want to kill the golden goose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd tell a story like that if it can make me some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's, I don't know. It's like I said, it's all these are pretty interesting. Some of them more believable than others. So, malevolent strangers hiding poisons or sharp objects such as razor blades, needles, or broken glass in candy and distributing the candy in order to harm random children, especially during Halloween trick-or-treating.
That's a story that's been around forever.
Yeah, I heard about this growing up as a kid.
Every Halloween, there's an article about don't. Yeah. You need to check your candy. And if it's true, it's probably happened many times, but they were copycats.
From this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad if it is true. But I remember hearing this growing up. Make sure you check your candy. Check your candy. You know what I mean? I don't think my parents ever checked my candy. I wonder what that's have to say, but I really don't think they ever checked it.
I think possibly it's like Santa Claus. Parents say, oh, don't touch that candy until I can check it, and then they go through and they pick the stuff they want first.
They get all the good stuff, yeah. The Snickers and the other. Yeah. That's true. It could be very true. Bad batch of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Sorry. Sorry, Bill. So, yeah. I don't know. That'd be really bad if there was actually people who would do that, in my opinion.
I would not be surprised if there are some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People are rotten. People are just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I believe what you said. I think it's a copycat.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff, you know what I mean? Let's do that. But it was like this year, like when we were handing out candy at the pawn shop. People, you know, taking the candy, like, oh, we'll take yours. There's supposed to be a bunch of bad candy this year. I'm like, heard the same thing last year. Heard it 10 years
or,
ago.
Or that people are candy coating drugs and handing them out.
No one's going to hand
that
out drugs.
That would be expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're like, edibles. People are handing out edibles. Anyone who takes edibles isn't handing out their drugs just for free. No. They're taking them themselves, and they're just going to hand them to some random kid. But yeah, that's just stupid. So, all right.
Giant mutant killer hornets created by exposure to radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster have killed several people.
And guess what? They're going to release Godzilla, and he's going to save us.
I was thinking that sounds an awful lot like those old black and white monster movies they had on Saturdays.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, well, you remember during the pandemic, was it those hornets that they found that were from, like, over... You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes, you did.
What? Doesn't sound familiar.
There were, like, these hornets that came over from Japan. They I can't remember. They're like hornet killers, but they were huge, and they found them in Washington, state, and they found like one hive of them or something like that. But they said, you know, it's the next bad thing, and it was like.
You sure that's not just an urban legend? It was a news article.
No, it was in the news, and they actually had them on the news, but they never came over. Apparently, this one batch of them somehow came over on a ship, and seemed to. But I
usually follow weird stuff, and I don't remember anything.
Yeah,
it
was on there because.
So did they check for radiation?
No, they didn't check for radiation. But that's what I thought of when I read that first. I was like, you know, but I can't remember what they call them. It was something silly too. It was like killer hornets or something, or
something real imaginative, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they were mean and nasty looking. But all hornets are mean and nasty looking. Keep them.
But you don't step on them.
Do you? I run from them. Surprised you didn't have a few in a jar growing up.
And you're afraid of bees too.
I don't like any kind of insect.
Hmm.
Really, I mean.
I'm not scared of bees. Growing up, we would have to go to my grandfather's farm, and he had, I think, 4 beehives to help pollinate his crops.
Okay.
And one summer, I had a job of throwing all of these tin cans, taking them out of the barn, and throwing them into a pit in the back. And so I had to carry like 1 gallon tin cans from the barn past these 4 beehives
mm-hmm.
hundreds of times. And I got stung once, but I'm not scared of bees.
Yeah. I mean, I'm much more afraid of spiders and stuff like that. Bees I just try to avoid. But they're around. I mean, I know the importance of them, so I don't, you know, I just don't mess with them. But I prefer not to be around them, just like anybody that's smart, because they can sting you. But,
You kind of have to be doing something that would
agitate
get their
them.
Attention.
Yeah.
Just walking past a hive of bees is not going to kill you.
Yeah. With my luck, though, I trip and fall into it. That's So it's just better to stay really far away from them. I'm glad I can make you laugh. Alright. Men in black are men dressed in black suits who claim to be government agents who harass or threaten UFO witnesses or victims of alleged alien abduction to keep them quiet about what they have seen.
Okay, you've heard of the Men in Black movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know that the Men in Black were associated with UFOs.
Oh, really?
They've just heard of the movie, and they think that it's like some kind of secret government thing.
Hmm.
But it originates from UFOs. A lot of people who were abducted or had encounters or whatever were visited by
Men in Black.
Nondescript government people and told to stay quiet.
Okay. Did that happen to your mom and dad?
Not that I know of.
Hmm.
But maybe the Men in Black put that thing in their eyes and erased their memories.
Erased their memories?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, they always say that there's some sort of nondescript government agent that always comes out for something or other.
It sounds possible.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. But... I mean, just watch the X-Files a few times.
Hmm. Kind of like giving out drugs to kids. Why would the government do that?
Yeah. Why pay it any credence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. It's kind of neat to think about, but I think the government's going to come out and do it. They're just going to do it anyway.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to stop them?
And now that the government has released UFO footage, I think that they are primed to, they're priming society to consider UFOs legitimate because possibly they are.
Mm-hmm. And then it's easier to prime people to say, yeah, that they are, and slowly, and then nonchalantly just one day be like, oh, look what we have here. Yeah.
I remember an episode of Star Trek where Riker went down to this planet and he had met with like some scientists or politicians or something and said, we think your society is ready to join the Galactic Federation. And the king or president or whatever said, well, I have carefully considered this and I don't think our people are ready for that.
Hmm.
So possibly something like that happened years ago, and maybe they're getting people ready
to accept it.
Known for some time.
Well, can you imagine, like, with these evangelicals and stuff like that?
Why would that change their faith? I mean, the definition of faith is to believe no matter what.
Well, because their whole idea of God creating Earth and the universe in 5 days is out the window.
Well, we've known that for a long time, and they still believe, you know, the Earth was made 5,000 years ago.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I don't understand why that would affect anybody's day.
I think it would be fucking hilarious. Hmm. I really do. It's one of those slap my knee, point at them, and laugh. Like, ah. So, but no, you're right. I mean, the people are going to believe what they're going to believe anyway. They'll probably blame it on Biden. So,
or Obama.
Or Obama, exactly. So.
Horta are ugly creatures seen by miners in caves, composed of a material similar to fibrous asbestos. They feed on rock with the aid of an extremely corrosive acid.
This is a Star Trek episode.
I thought I would slip that by you.
No,
you wouldn't
no
know.
I read that right away, and I knew exactly what it was, though. It's a good episode from what I know about it, but no.
I think that's my favorite episode of the series.
It is. You rave about that episode. Because then she was protecting her young, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah. So, but no. Yes, no. How dumb do you think I really am? God. I read that and I'm like, he's trying to get me here. So, no. I knew about it right away. As soon as I read the Horta part, I was like,
good for you.
He thinks he's going to get me. So we're just going to let that one go. James Dean died in a high-speed car crash. People who picked up and took home parts of the vehicle as souvenirs also died in car crashes.
Well, this is another one of those.
I've never heard of this.
Just could be possible.
Yeah. And it doesn't
and
mean...
who's going to research that?
Well...
And it's not like, what's his name, Carter, who opened the King Tut's tomb. People said the Pharaoh's curse was that everyone who was in the project was going to die. Well, mm-hmm. Everyone dies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no big prediction. But this one says also died in car crashes.
Yeah. Yeah. I never even heard of this, actually.
You know who James Dean is.
Yes, I know who James Dean is, yeah, but I just never heard of people. But that's kind of really morbid, though, too, to buy...
To pick up souvenirs?
From a car crash.
Mm. You know, I can see people doing it.
It's like going to Jeffrey Dahmer's estate sale and buying his cutlery. Mm. I mean...
Oh, that really got me.
I mean... Why? Why would you do that?
I can see people not just as souvenirs, but as like an investment that this is going to be worth something someday.
Yeah, that's true. And people do buy weird shit. I mean, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I never heard of that, but. But like you said, people die all the time. I mean, the day you're born is the day you start dying. So, but you had to die all in a car crash. So
well, we've got more steak knives than we need. We need to get on Etsy and sell Jeffrey Dahmer steak knives.
Used slightly. Never cleaned.
Oh, my.
All right.
So, we saved the best for last,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, we did. So what's your favorite joke this week?
Why is it that the library has no books on suicide?
Oh, no. I'm afraid to ask.
Well, give it a guess.
Why? I have no idea why.
Because nobody returns them.
Oh, God. That's good. That's a really good one. That's terrible, but it's a good one. Oh, okay.
It's funnier when you just come off of a funny question.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed episode 96 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.